الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على الأكملان على محمد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمؤمنين. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من الدورة العلمية الموسومة بالمفتاح Brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session, Pillar of Faith, which is titled by Believing in the Qadr. قد تقدم الكلام على معنى القدر ومراتبه وأقسامه. We have spoken about the definition of Qadr or the meaning of Qadr and Qadr as well, and then we spoke about the levels of Qadr or the ranks of Qadr, and then the tiles of Qadr. تكلمنا على أقسام القدر من جهة عمل العبد. لحظة بس، نعم. تكلمنا عن الإيمان أو أقسام الإيمان من جهة قدرة العبد. We spoke about the iman of qadr, or the types of qadr from the perspective of the ability of the slave in regard to returning or minimizing or pushing away the qadr. Said وقلنا بأنه ثلاث أقسام قدر من هذا الحيثية ثلاث أقسام. From this perspective, the qadr is three types. قدر لا قدرة لا يد للعبد في دفعه أو تغييره، وهو قدر الكوني. Said that one type that the slave cannot do nothing with it, that is the what we call it the qadr kawni or the universal qadr. مثل يعني مكان ولادته ويوم ولادته وأبويه وأيضا مكان موته وساعة موته وهكذا مما يجري له من أمراض من الله عز وجل. So these like يعني where and when he is born, to which parents he is born, and when and how and where he dies, and in regard to يعني the children and the sustenance etc. All these are يعني قدر that the human being or the creation can do nothing to it. نعم. ونوع ثاني مع أن العبد لا قدرة له على إلغائه، لكن بإمكان تخفيفه كما ذكرناه من حين من جهة يعني الغريزة واختيار الصحبة والبيئة وما إلى ذلك، يعني the life of the sexual desire, the friendship, and the community or environment. هذا كله لا يعني أنا الإنسان لا يستطيع دفعه بالكلية لأنه لا بد أن يعيش مع هذه الأمور، لكن يقدر أن يوجعها ويخفف من حدتها. Although the person can يعني cannot get rid of all يعني these things, he's a social creature. So he got to live with it, but he needs to either direct it to the proper way or minimize it like that. وأما النوع الثالث هو يقدر على دفعه وعلى نعم وذلك مثل نعم مثل ما قلنا مثل يعني التكاليف، يعني ليس دفعي لكن هو يقدر على نعم يقدر على دفعه كالجوع، يعني قدر ذلك كان بشتوي لا يتحنق وبالأكل by eating، والمرض and sickness بأخذ الدواء by taking the medicine. يعني الأعمال الاختيارية التشريعية الأعمال الاختيارية الشرعية هو أيضا هي أيضا داخلة في ضمن هذا النوع، فهو يختار. And also the religious affairs which is given the choice to do, or if he يعني decide not to do, but he's told if he does it, he will be rewarded. If he doesn't do it, he will be punished. مثل الصلاة والصيام وما إلى ذلك الفرائض وكل ما أوجب الله عليه. And an example of that is what Allah Ta'ala made obligatory on the person, like fasting, prayers, and etc. etc. فإنه نعم هو يعني يستطيع فعلها نعم، وإن تركها فيكون باختياره. So these things that he can do, he can perform them, but if he leaves them then it is his choice. وعلى هذا فإنه يؤجر إذا فعل ويأثم إذا ترك. وأما عن أبو ذر we say that he's going to be rewarded if he يعني if he does them, and he'd be a sinner if he doesn't do them. ولكن عدم قيامه بما أوجب الله عليه نعم منوط أو قيامه بما أوجب الله عليه منوط بالقدرة منوط بالقدرة إلا فيما بين الشارع أنه لا بد من القيام به على أي وجه كالصلاة مثلا. And what Allah Ta'ala commanded the slave to do or نعم it is related to his ability, to the slave's ability, except what the evidence is and proves نعم prove that it is not related to ability, the life of salah for example. هذه الأقسام من جهة قلنا من جهة قدرة العبد من جهة قدرة العبد said that this ties to القدر is from the perspective of the ability of the slave. لكن الأقسام من حيث يعني العموم هي القدر من حيث العموم هو أربعة أقسام. But the قدر يعني in general is four types. تقدير عام وهو ما سبق خلق الأشياء بخمسين ألف سنة وهو ما كتبه الله عز وجل في اللوح المحفوظ. That is the general destiny which Allah, or the general decree that Allah Ta'ala has written in the preserved book 50,000 years before He created heavens and earth. نعم. والنوع الثاني the second type التقدير العمري تقدير العمري وهو ما يكتبه الملك في رحم الأم كما في حديث ابن مسعود عند البخاري ومسلم. نعم as نعم the second is the what we call it تقدير عمري or the قدر that relates to the life of each creature, each mankind, and that is what the angel writes in the womb of the mother when the child is 120 days old in the womb. Naam, as in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Naam. والنوع أو القسم الثالث هو التقدير السنوي الذي يكون كل سنة. And the third is the annual, every year, yearly. نعم وذلك في ليلة القدر. And that's in ليلة القدر التي قال الله عز وجل عنها في سورة الدخان في الآية الرابعة منها, which Allah Ta'ala said as in the ayah number 4 of سورة الدخان. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمر من عندنا. الله عز وجل يقول نعم. Therein, in that night, is decreed every matter of ordainments, every matter of ordainments. نعم. وهذا يكون في ليلة القدر. الناس في ليلة القدر ما يعني يكتب ما يكون من موت ومن ولادة ومن عز ومن ذل ومن عزل ومن يعني هكذا انضاء. يعني it is written in that night everything going to occur on the next year, on the following year, نعم, of death, birth, termination, assigning, whatsoever. وهناك النوع الرابع وهو التقدير, التقدير ما نسميه تقدير اليومي, التقدير اليومي. نعم التقدير اليومي. والتقدير اليومي جاء ذكره في سورة الرحمن, وفسرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث ابن ماجه وابن حبان. This قدر, this type of قدر daily is mentioned in سورة الرحمن, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained it or interpreted as in سنن ابن ماجه and صحيح ابن حبان. قال الله عز وجل يسأله من في السماوات والأرض كل يوم هو في شأن. Whosoever is in the heavens and on earth begs of him its needs from him. Every day he, Allah Ta'ala, is engaged in some affairs such as giving honor or disgrace to someone, to some life or death to some. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم قد فسر ذلك كما في الحديث عند ابن ماجه وابن حبان وابن أبي عاصم, وعلقه البخاري في صحيحه وسنده حسن شواهده. This hadith is reported by ابن ماجه وابن حبان and ابن أبي عاصم in his book of Sunnah, and Imam Bukhari reported it but not as a hadith, as a supporter in the title of the chapter. That's what is called ta'liq. Naam, it means that he found it authentic but it's not from his way, so he doesn't narrate it but he puts it on the title of the chapter. And this hadith, the isnad of it is good by the by the يعني other hadith of any supporters. نعم. قال من شأنه أن يغفر ذنبا. From his affairs, from his matter on that day, that he forgives the sin. ويفرج كربا, and he relieves a hardship or a difficulty. ويرفع قوما, and he raises some people. ويضع آخرين, and he disgraces some others. نعم. فهذه أقسام الإيمان القدر من جهة ما يكون منه. And this is the types of qadr from the perspective of what occurs of it. نعم. وأما مراتب القدر مراتب القدر من جهة عمل العبد وما يطلب منه, and the levels of the level of the ranks of qadr from what the slave got to do. فالأول الإيمان بأن الله تعالى علم بكل شيء جملة تفصيلا. فإن لم يؤمن العبد بهذا فهو ليس بمؤمن بالقدر. To believe that Allah تعالى knew everything in general and in detail before he created the heavens and earth by 50,000 years. If the person, if the slave does not believe in that, then he does not believe in the qadr, and as long as he does not believe in the qadr, then he does not believe in any of the pillars of Islam, of Iman, so he is kafir. نعم. والثاني, the second, الإيمان بأن الله كتب ذلك في اللوح المحفوظ. And you have to believe that Allah has written all what he knew of what's going to occur and happen and exist of his creation. He wrote that in the preserved book. كما قلنا قبل خلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة حين قال للقلم كما في الحديث الصحيح اكتب, قال ما اكتب, قال اكتب ما هو كائن إلى قيام الساعة. فجرى القلم من ساعته, فجرى القلم to the pen writes. The pen said, oh my lord, what should I write? Allah Ta'ala then said, write everything that is going to exist until the hour. وسائل قد يسأل سائل كيف القلم أن يعلم, هو بما علمه الله بقوله كن. And maybe someone will raise the question, how come the pen knows? It is by the command of Allah be. كما قال الله عز وجل لآدم فعلم آدم الأسماء كلها بقوله كن عالما بها كلها. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, and Allah taught Adam the names of everything, and that was only by the word be. Be يعني aware of all these names, خلاص he became knowledgeable of all these names. نعم. والله عز وجل أيضا يخبرنا كما في آية سورة الحج نعم كما في سورة في آية سورة الحج الآية 70 منها يقول الله عز وجل ألم تعلم ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء ما في السماء والأرض. ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير. ألم تعلم No, you not that Allah knows all that is in the heavens and on the earth. Verily, it is all in the book, Allah al-Mahfuz. Verily, that is easy for Allah. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jal ya'lamu kulla shay. Allah Azza wa Jal ya'lamu kulla shay. Wal abdu la budda an yu'min bihi. Allah knows everything, and the slave must believe in that. Naam. وأيضا يجب عليه أن يؤمن بأن جميع الكائنات لا تكون إلا بمشيئة الله. And he must believe that nothing can exist except by the will of Allah. قال تعالى كما في سورة التكوير في الآية 29 منها, الله تعالى said that in سورة التكوير آية 29 of it, وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. And you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills, the Lord of all of al-alamin, all universe. ورابع مراتب القدر من جهة إيمان العبد, من جهة اعتقاد العبد, من جهة اعتقاد العبد, الإيمان بأن جميع الكائنات مخلوقة لله تعالى. And the fourth rank of قدر from the point of view of the belief of the slave is that he believes that all the creatures, all the beings are created by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala خالق كل شيء كما في سورة الرعد الآية 16, خالق كل شيء. نعم, قل الله خالق كل شيء, قل الله, قل يا محمد, قل الله خالق كل شيء. Say, O Muhammad, Allah is the creator of all things. All things. نعم. فهذا نعم هو الإيمان بالقدر من جهة اعتقادي العبد, من جهة اعتقاد كيف اعتقد. نعم. ماذا؟ نعم. وأيضا هنا مبحث, and here research or نعم chapter. ما هي صفات المؤمن, أو كيف يكون المؤمن مؤمنا بقضاء الله وقدره. نعم, how the believer believe in the قضاء وقدر of Allah. أولا لا بد من الإيمان بالله وأسمائه وصفاته. First of all, he must believe in Allah, his names and attributes. وهذا يسهل عليه كثيرا من فهم القدر. And this type of belief in believing in Allah's names and attributes and will make it easy for him to understand the qadr. قال الله عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير, كما في آية الشورى آية 11. As in the ayah of Surah Shura ayah 11, Allah Ta'ala said ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. نعم, وهو السميع البصير. الله تعالى يقول نعم ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. There is nothing like him, like unto him, and he is the all hear all seer. ف الإنسان يؤمن بأنه لا مثيل لله. The human being, the Muslim must believe that there is nothing similar to Allah, لا في أفعاله ولا في صفاته. He is nothing like him يعني in his in himself, nor in his acts or non-acts or attributes. نعم. وأيضا مما يتطلب مما ينبغي المؤمن يعتقده الإيمان بأن الله تعالى موصوف بصفات الكمال. نعم. ولذلك فسر ابن عباس قول الله تعالى في سورة فاطر في الآية 28 منها حيث قال الله عز وجل إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء العلماء. نعم. And also the Muslim must believe that Allah Ta'ala is attributed with all perfect names and attributes. And that's what Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas interpreted the ayah of Surah Fatir, ayah 28. By saying نعم by saying قال تعالى ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه وكذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور. And likewise of men and الدواب moving living creatures, beasts are of various colors. It is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear Allah. Verily Allah is Almighty of forgiving. فيؤمن بأن الله عز وجل موصوف بالكمال في أسمائه وصفاته. He believes that Allah Ta'ala is attributed and described with all perfection and his names and attributes. نعم. لماذا؟ لأن هؤلاء قال ابن عباس الذين يقولون إن الله على كل شيء قدير. هذا تفسير هذه الآية. ابن عباس said that the interpretation of this ayah of Surah Fatir is that those, يعني العلماء, are those the ones who say that Allah is able of everything. نعم. ومن ما يجب على المسلم تجاه الإيمان بالقدر الحرص على ما ينفعه وعدم العجز كما جاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واحرص على ما ينفعك ولا تعجزن. نعم. وأن يترك الكسل. نعم. ويترك التواكل. And also the eagerness on what can benefit the person. يعني the person must be so يعني so يعني eager to do whatsoever can benefit him. نعم. Of what is permissible of like يعني earning and strength by eating and like earning by working. نعم. Like that. And he must abandon what is called tawakul and laziness and kasal laziness. And tawakul means he says that he is mutawakkil, trust. He puts his trust on his Lord, but he's liar. He just want to relax and he wants things to come. كما قال عمر رضي الله عنه إن السماء لا تمطر ذهبا. نعم. As Umar radiallahu anhu said that the heavens does not fall and does not fall rain, which is any gold. نعم. نعم. كما نعم جاء في الحديث. وأما أثر الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر، فله آثار كثيرة، منها القوة في مواجهة الأعداء، وهذا ما كان هو السبب في قتال في انتصار المسلمين حين قاتلوا الكافرين. نعم، كما قال تعالى عنهم أنهم قالوا نعم and also يعني from the advantages and effects of إيمان in قدر قضاء إن قضاء قدر is the power and strength in facing the enemies and the kuffar. نعم، كما قال الله عز وجل عن المؤمنين الأول الصحابة أنهم قالوا Allah Ta'ala described the believers and the first generation, the companions, and what they said, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَيْهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He, Allah Ta'ala, is our Lord, is our Mawla, is our Lord, Helper and Protector. And in Allah, let the believers put their trust. نعم هكذا. وجاء في الحديث نعم ماذا أقول، قد جاء في الحديث من سر أن يكون أقوى الناس فيتوكى الله. هذا الحديث whoever wishes to be the strongest one of mankind then let him يعني put his trust with Allah. نعم، نعم. وكذلك قول أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه لخالد الوليد، احرص على الموت تهب لك الحياة. Be eager for death, life would be given to you. وهكذا لما جاء خالد الوليد إلى رستم قال له لقد جئتك بقوم يحبون الموت كما تحبون الحياة. عن خالد الوليد said to رستم Emperor of or the leader of the army of the Christians at that time, he said to him, "I came to you with people who love death the way you love life." نعم، هذا الأول. This is the first يعني thing that you earn by believing in the qadar and qada. أما الثاني فهو العزة. As the second is the dignity. فالمؤمن عزيز بإيمانه بالله وقدره، فلا يذل لأحد إلا لله سبحانه وتعالى، لأنه علم وتيقن أن النافع الضار إنما هو الله، وأن الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء إنما هو الله. So the second thing that he earns when he has the proper إيمان of قدر قضاء قدر is the dignity, because the believer is honorable and pride of his belief in Allah and in the qadr of Allah. So he does not emulate himself for anyone but for Allah Ta'ala, because he is so certain, he knows very well, and he's so certain that only Allah is the one who harms and benefits. Only Allah is the one who has all the dominion in his hand. نعم، وأنه لا شيء يحدث إلا بأمره، كما قال تعالى في سورة الأعراف في الآية الرابعة والخمسين منها، عزي الله تعالى السيد هذه سورة الأعراف. نعم أيضا and also he believes that nothing can occur or happen except by the command of Allah and permission of Allah. نعم as what Allah تعالى said in سورة الأعراف آية 54، كما قال الله عز وجل في الآية الرابعة والخمسين من سورة الأعراف، على له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين، تبارك الله رب العالمين. Surely his is the creation and commandment. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, the whole universes and existence. نعم فالخلق خلقه. So the whole creation belongs to him. والأمر أمر، and the command is only his that can exist. نعم. ثالثا الرضا والاطمئنان بما يحصل للمؤمن. نعم وأن كل ذلك من عدل الله وحكمته ورحمته. The third thing that you earn by believing in the Qadr is the pleasure that you have and tranquility in regard to whatever happens to you, because you are so certain that it is only by the justice of Allah, the wisdom of Allah and the mercy of Allah that things can happen. ويقول عمر رضي الله عنه، والله لا أبالي على خير أصبحتهم على شر، لأني أعلم ما هو الخير لي، لأني لا أعلم ما هو الخير لي ولا ما هو الشر لي. And that's why عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه said, by Allah I don't care if I come in the morning over something good or something bad, because I don't know what is really good for me, what is really bad. نعم وهذا معناه أن الإنسان قد يرى أمرا خيرا له، ولكن الأمر كما قال الله عز وجل، عسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل، عسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر لكم، وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا وهو خير لكم. هذا الله تعالى said, you may love something which may be harmful for you, and you may hate something which may be good for you. نعم وكذلك عندما مات ولد للفضيل بن عياض رحمه الله ضحك. And also when Imam فضيل بن عياض had a son passed away, he laughed. فقالوا له أتضحك وقد مات ولدك؟ They asked him, you laugh when your son has just died? فقال ألا أرضى بما رضي الله لي. He said, should I not be pleased with what Allah Ta'ala is pleased for me, or has chosen for me? نعم والله عز وجل إنما ميز بين المؤمنين والمنافقين بعلامة واحدة وهي الاطمئنان، وهي الاطمئنان وضد القلق وسوء الظن بالله. نعم فالاطمئنان علامة إيمان، والقلق وسوء الظن علامة النفاق. And Allah Ta'ala distinguished between the believers and the non-believers only by two signs. Tranquility, which is the sign of iman, of pleasure of what Allah Ta'ala chooses. That is the sign of iman. And trust in Allah Ta'ala, that's the sign of iman. Opposite of it, worries and what we call it, su'ud-dhan, or the bad, yani suspicion, or bad belief in Allah. But trust, no trust or trustless in Allah, and that is the sign of hypocrisy. كما قال الله عز وجل في آية سورة العمران آل عمران في الآية المئة والرابعة والخمسين منها. As in Ayah 154 of Surah Ali Imran, قال الله عز وجل ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة النعاسة يغشى طائفة منكم وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله يخفون بأنفسهم ما لا يبدون لك يقولون لو أن لنا لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هنا قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعين وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور. Then after the distress, he sent down security for you, slumber overtook a party of you, while another party was thinking about themselves as how to save their own selves, ignoring the others and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and thought wrongly of Allah Ta'ala, the thought of the ignorance. They said, have we any part in the affair? Say, O Muhammad, indeed the affair belongs wholly to Allah. They hide within themselves what they dare not reveal to you. Say, if we had anything to do with the affair, none of us would have been killed here. That's what they say, they hide in their heart. Say, even if you had remained in your own homes, those for whom death was decreed would certainly have gone forth to the place of their death, but that Allah might test what is in your breast and know purifying that which was in your heart, meaning the sins, and Allah is all knower of what is in your breast. فالله عز وجل فرق بين المؤمنين والمنافقين بهذا بالطمأنينة وبالرضا. And that's how Allah Ta'ala distinguished between the believers and the hypocrites, only by the pleasure and tranquility and acceptance of the qadr, of the destiny. Now, رابعا التماسك وعدم الانهيار المصيبة والحدث الجلل. نعم. And the fourth benefit that, or advantage of believing in the qadr is being firm and stable in times and terms of calamities. كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة التغابن آية 11. As when Allah Ta'ala said in سورة التغابن آية 11, قال تعالى ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه والله بكل شيء عليم. Allah Ta'ala says, no calamity befalls but by the leave, divine preordainment of Allah, And whosoever believes in Allah, he Allah guides his heart to the true faith with certainty. I.e., what has befallen him was already written for him by Allah from the Qadr, the divine preordainment. And Allah is all knower of everything. قال القمة رحمه الله تعالى هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. القمة said it is he, the man, a calamity befalls on him, and he then knows that it is only from Allah, so he be pleased and accepts and submit his case to his Lord. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما يهدي قلبه لليقين فيعلم أن ما أصابه لم يكن ليخطئ وما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه. ابن عباس said Allah guides his heart, meaning to certainty, so he be so certain and he knows that whatever befalls on him, it would have never missed him, and whatever missed him or did not fall on him, then it would never be falling on him. Now, خامسا, the fifth, هو اليقين بأن العاقبة المتقين. اليقين بأن العاقبة للمتقين. The fifth is to be so certain that the end is only for the for those who fear Allah. الله تعالى كما قال تعالى في سورة الطلاق. نعم, as Allah تعالى said in سورة الطلاق في الآية الأولى منها, as in آية number 1 in سورة الطلاق, الله عز وجل لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. You know not. It may be that Allah will afterward bring some new thing to pass, i.e. to return your wife who is divorced back to you, if that was the first or second divorce, of course. نعم, والشاهد من ذلك قوله لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا. إذا أنت لا تدري, so you don't know, you know not. نعم, و قال تعالى كما في سورة كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي إن الله قوي عزيز. كتب فيما مضى في الماضي في اللوح المحفوظ كتب الله, ومعنى كتب هنا بمعنى قضى وأمر وقدر ورضي. نعم, الله تعالى سيدير, الله has decreed, verily it is I and my messengers who shall be the victorious. Really Allah is all powerful, almighty. And here decreed means he has written that 50,000 years before he created the heavens and earth, and it means also he decreed it now and permitted it to exist, and he commands that it وقال أيضا في سورة يوسف في الآية السابعة والثمانين منها, and here Allah تعالى said in سورة يوسف آية 87 of it, نعم, قال عن يعقوب أنه قال لبنيه: يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا يأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Oh my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf, Joseph, and his son, and his brother, sorry, and his brother, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy, despairs of Allah's mercy, except the people who disbelieve. فهذه هي نتائج الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر. هذه نتائج الإيمان بالقضاء والقدر. وهنا نقف، وإن شاء الله تعالى نكمل مع ما بقي من كلام حول القدر من أقوال السلف عن القدر إن شاء الله تعالى في لقائنا القادم يوم السبت القادم. أسأل الله بمنه وكرمه أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح. We stop here, and inshallah, we continue on next Saturday with the statements or the sayings of the pious predecessors in regard to the qadr. What did they say about the qadr, and so on and so forth. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu sallallahu sallam mubarak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa idha kan hunak ayy su'al yumkin an yutrah al-an. If you have any question, you can raise it now, inshallah. Now, Abdullah, what's it? Go ahead. Put your question on. On fast talk as usual, you raise your hand, inshallah. Okay, Imam Abdullah says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My sister works in the hospital where she has to wear certain clothing, like the pants. The sister wears a abaya, and the hospital has a problem with this, and they give her a lot of trouble. She has complained to the Commission of Equal Treatment. She has complained to the Commission of Equal Treatment. Now she must appear and a public hearing and ask in a public hearing and ask me to go with her. Is it permissible to go to the public hearing? I don't know what you mean by public hearing, like Square or like Hyde Park. Umm Abdullah, is it the like of Hyde Park? Hyde Park Square, courtroom, and what to do there? Speak to who? Speak to the judge and lawyers. Okay. Is she going to be wearing her niqab and abaya and this? only abaya. I think it is okay, inshallah, if she is going to yani defend her case and yani defend her yani female woman. Wallahu a'lam. Om Hanifa in Falco. Okay, Om Hanifa is in the. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalamu alaikum. There is some people who claim that the will of Allah Azza wa Jal has no influence on our choices and actions. How can we refute? How can we refute this? Well, Allah Ta'ala, as in Surah Takwir, Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا in Surah Al-Insan, Asa. سورة الإنسان آية 30 وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله and you will not until Allah will and this means that you have a will but your will can do nothing until Allah Ta'ala permits it until Allah Ta'ala wills and this week this is clearly seen from our actions, daily actions. Now, look for example, you plan something. You say, tomorrow I want to do this, I want to go here. But tomorrow comes and you find at the end of the day that you did not do what you wanted to do because Allah Ta'ala did not permit it. Although you want it, but Allah Ta'ala did not permit it. Now, wallahu a'lam. Can one here on Layla says, can one keep ties with the people of Al-Bida that they use to be friends with to give da'wah to them or not for friendship? If you mean by keep ties by the meaning that yani you don't ignore them when you see them, but you, once you see them, you give them da'wah. Then this is yes, this is wanted. With any conditions that you are somebody who is capable to give any da'wah. You have ilm, and you have ilm stronger than them. Now, the other thing is that you know that they exist. They don't just take you. As a mockery, they mock you and laugh and make people laugh at you. If you know that these two things can are viable, then yes. But only just like that, I'm afraid that it's a way to just keep friendship. Wallahu a'lam. Almas bint Layth, go ahead. Okay, Almas says, okay, there on music, Asya, both your questions. Almas says, Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. Are there specific du'as one can read specific chapters from Quran for worry and anxiety? Jazakallah khair. Well, Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Verily by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts get settled and get tranquility. So, by that, by remembrance of Allah, whether you read Quran or istighfar or subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allah Akbar, etc. By the dhikr of Allah, remove the worries. This removes the worry. And the dua, and the adriya, the dua, the general dua, نعم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلب عينيك. Like that. And I refer you to the book called Hisn al-Muslim for the Muslim first. That is a book that can guide you in all the du'a of all the occasions and cases and situations. نعم والله أعلم. Asya, he says, by one, this type of color and this makes it difficult for me to read. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm using a binocular glass now, or magnifying glass to read this. حياكم الله كالشيخنا آمين وحياكم. We know the position of Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah in regards to the eating of meat from the Ahlul Kitab as well as Sheikh Fawzan and Sheikh Zayd, the position of eating it is permissible. It's not complete. Okay, and not to question of the method of slaughtering. We say Bismillah and eat. Naam. Alhamdulillah. There is no problem with this. So what is the problem? What is the problem then? Okay. What happens is that someone of our Muslims here in America claim that Sheikh Fawzan and other scholars take the position to question the meat when buying or served by Muslims if it is dhabiha. Okay? Yet they have not give evidence to that. Some of us Muslims are confused to this matter, and if this is true, do we have to ask the Muslims host before eating meat, the biha or not? And if not, to be questioned, how do we advise those who fall to that claim? Assalamu alaikum. First of all, you answered at the beginning of the question, you answered the end of the question. The ulama have different opinions in regard to the meat and chicken, or meat yani generally, which need to be slaughtered, which are served and sold in the Western markets. If it is permissible, halal to eat or not. And the reason for that is some of them say that they don't slaughter, they kill by electric shock or by hitting or by bullets, and some others said that they don't do that until death. They cause the animal to lose consciousness and then they slaughter. And this what one of our celebrity brothers who is working as a butcher in Canada, he witnessed that to me. He said that they don't hit or give electric shock to death, but they just make the animal lose consciousness and they slaughter it. Now we don't advise this way, but this is the fact to avoid it. But you cannot say it is not permissible. You say, I don't eat, I don't like to eat it. As the Prophet ﷺ said in regard to the bab, the lizard, desert lizard. He said, no, I don't eat it. Khalid Mawlid turned to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, is it haram? He said, no, but I never knew it in my land to be eaten, so I don't find myself any okay to eat. Now we say, because there are different opinions of the scholars, respected scholars, right, the like of Albani, Ibn Baz, Uthaymeen, Fawzan, etc., then we say, whoever wants to eat, he can eat without questioning. Whoever finds it difficult, then he doesn't eat, but he cannot forbid it for others. Now, and the other thing is, when you are hosted by a Muslim, you should not ask, is this halal or haram? Because this means that you are not trusting your brother that he is somebody who can takes care of his religion. Now, you don't ask him. You don't ask your brother if it is halal or haram. Now, Wallahu a'lam. And here I need to excuse and stop here. Inshallah, see you tomorrow with Sunan An-Nasa'i. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.